Thanks, Neil.
The call of home is strong, and my family all still lives here. I also have the only grandchild. She is a native-born Kentuckian.
2016 marked a homecoming for the new director of the University Press of Kentucky, Lela Salisbury. Literally raised in the shadow of the University of Kentucky campus in Lexington, Salisbury worked for the press for many years, rising to an executive position before being recruited to take over the University Press of Mississippi in Jackson 8 years ago.
It's similar to Kentucky in a number of ways in terms of both states have very high percentages of native-born populations, both states who love writers and creative people, artists. So there were many things about it that were very familiar.
Delighted to be back in the Commonwealth, Salisbury definitely is excited about the University Press of Kentucky.
We represent 13 institutions, all Kentucky's public universities. We represent 5 of the private colleges and also the state's 2 historical societies. It gives us the wonderful opportunity to be a connector, I think, between the campuses and what's happening just in the world of ideas and history, regional culture.
Coming up this Saturday, November 5th at the Frankfort Convention Center, it's the 35th annual Kentucky Book Fair, which this year is partnering with the Kentucky Humanities Council. It's a great opportunity to meet and talk with authors, including many who have written books recently published by the University Press, which is under the umbrella of UK Library.
One of the things I really have always loved about the Kentucky Book Fair is that the authors are just incredibly accessible. Crystal Wilkinson, who's a fantastic Kentucky writer, plenty of our bourbon authors there. The book called Kentucky by Design that's just won a national award that's funded by the Kaplan Foundation.
The holidays are just around the corner. Books published by the highly regarded University Press of Kentucky are available at bookstores across the state, or you can make your selections online at KentuckyPress.com.
2018 will be our 75th anniversary. There's still so many books yet to be done. The university, I think, has a real sense of energy and forward momentum. So I'm trying to do the best I can to connect the press with that, to really be a way for us to promote what's happening both at UK and in Kentucky more widely.
To keep up with what's going on at the University of Kentucky, log on to uky.edu. There you can find our UK Now news website, as well as how to follow us on social media via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.